You can write it on the back of your hand for a few minutes, but then you got to put it somewhere more permanent. 279-8919. We have trouble with your bowl.
Hey, you calling Cole.
We'll be back tomorrow.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump telling about 24 chief executives of major U.S. companies he plans to bring millions of jobs back to the country. Also touching on the visit to Mexico by top aides, the Homeland Security Secretary and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
I said, that's going to be a tough trip. Because we have to be treated fairly by Mexico. That's going to be a tough trip.
Also applauding what he calls progress at the border.
He's over there with General Kelly, who's been unbelievable at the border. You see what's happening at the border. All of a sudden, for the first time, we're getting gang members out. We're getting drug lords out. We're getting really bad dudes out of this country.
Some in Mexico outraged by the president's immigration policy. And the Arkansas Supreme Court striking down an ordinance in Fayetteville banning discrimination based on a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
How about some more springtime in February? Today, a sun and cloud mix, very warm, high in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy at times, patchy fog late tonight, low 58. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, record warm, high temperature up to about 81. There could be a brief shower in the area somewhere Friday evening, Friday night as a cool front sweeps through. Otherwise, much cooler Saturday, high 67, sunshine, down to 36 Sunday morning, and Sunday's high, mid-60s. Download our new weather app. Be ready for all the weather changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. The assistant principal at Marbury High School entered a conditional guilty plea yesterday on a driving under the influence charge. William Adam Hopper pled guilty to driving on the wrong side of the road as well. He was sentenced to pay a fine of just a little over $1,400. He'll also serve 50 hours of community service. And something new coming to downtown, James Weddle and Adam Warnicke plan to open a traditional German beer garden at the cottage at 1802 Clay Street overlooking downtown and the riverfront. 532 Clay Street will be the new home of the Karma Gastropub. First, there was the announcement that Tommy Tuberville might run for governor in 2018. Now Senator Rusty Glover of Mobile has announced he'll run for lieutenant governor in 2018. Glover is a Republican member of the Alabama House of Representatives for District 24. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Tile meets style. Right now at the Home Depot, we have a vast selection of mosaic tiles. They start at just $4.99 each and offer infinite possibilities for updating your kitchen or bathroom. But don't stop there. Colorful mosaic tile can make a huge impact inside and out, from the front hallway to the back porch, even as an alternative to a traditional area rug. Reimagine your space with decorative mosaic tile, starting at just $4.99 each at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Castrol GTX high mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump getting to work on the federal budget over lunch.
Our debt has doubled over a short period of time.
Amnesty International is putting Trump on its list of strongman politicians it believes are contributing to fear-mongering and human rights violations worldwide.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly traveled to Mexico.
In outer space, quite the discovery. Seven so-called exoplanets beyond the solar system orbiting around a dwarf star.
Russia has successfully launched a cargo ship due to arrive at the space station on Friday.
14,000 people have been evacuated from homes in San Jose, California, where floodwaters have risen inside houses.
Best-selling book on Amazon right now, Dereliction of Duty by H.R. McMaster, President Trump's new national security advisor.
Facebook reportedly in talks with Major League Baseball about streaming at least one game a week with its Going Live feature.
Facebook and Twitter have been competing for the rights to live stream sporting events. Twitter featured NFL and college football games during the 2016 season. Facebook already has a deal with Univision to live stream Mexican soccer matches during the 2017 season.
If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom. Because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better read than dead, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said, the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
71 degrees outside, stock market is up 36 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Come on, big guy.
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Did you say Greg dressed up like Darth Vader yesterday?
Yes, yes. He, with the help of this audience, was able to raise some money for his daughter's class, graphic design. They wanted to put on an exhibition about all the things they can do as graphic designers and surpass that goal. And Greg promised that if they met the goal, not just surpassed it, he would dress up as Darth Vader at Baumhauer's, and that he would finally watch a Star Wars movie. He has never seen any of the Star Wars movies.
Get out of here.
Not the originals that made it a classic, not the prequels that made everybody go, why did we like this in the first place? He hadn't seen any of it. So he is going to watch the first Star Wars that came out, A New Hope, this Saturday.
That's a little living in a cloistered environment there.
Now, I feel like it was an active decision on his part.
Oh, really? So yeah. He was doing active avoidance.
He was like, you nerds. Oh, yeah. Man. I'm told them nerds are cool now.
Oh, yeah. That was a piece of technology genius. I remember walking out of the theater going, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Started at the Twin in Montgomery Mall when the first day it came out, too. 272-9228, first time caller, need to let Joey, the producer, know when to get your name in for the drawing for the Buck Tree Steak and One gift basket. Of two great steaks, two twice-baked potatoes, and one
fabulous bottle of wine.
And Jimbo was the winner?
Jimbo, yes.
Jimbo, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up. Couple of show reminders here. If you want to join us for dinner, Dan Morris Show, get together dinner at Jan's Beach House, the Mardi Gras edition. That is going to be Monday at 6 o'clock. You can go to my website, damoshow.com, and get your tickets. First 15, I'm not sure where we are in the number, we'll get a wine glass and with the Damosh Show logo on it. So looking forward to that. Also, we're going to have Dick Brubaker and Paul Beckman, the duo, in for Legislative Roundtable tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So get your pads and pencils ready for that one. That's going to be interesting with the things that are going on with potential impeachment and budget and prisons and kind of the shenanigans going on around there. So looking forward to having them. Speaking of which, Alabama Senate prepares for a potential impeachment. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
The Alabama Senate began preparing today for possible impeachment proceedings for Governor Bentley. It is the Senate that would vote on impeachment if first approved by the House. Since the House investigation is on hold, there's no telling when or if an impeachment would happen. But WSFA 12 News reporter Michael Downa tells us a Senate special committee wants to be ready just in case.
The ramifications are enormous.
This huge issue is all made harder by a lack of guidance from one source in particular. Alabama has the longest constitution in the nation, but this book isn't much help when it comes to impeachment proceedings in the Senate. Now, what we do know is that the Chief Justice, in this case, Acting Chief Justice Lynn Stewart, would preside over this entire affair, and state senators would have the final say on whether or not to remove someone like Governor Bentley. But beyond that, this book isn't much help. To fill the holes in the Constitution, a new subcommittee led by Senator Phil Williams was formed.
A heavy, heavy burden to carry.
The four senators, two Republicans and two Democrats, are now charged to make sure the Senate is prepared and that this process, above all else, is fair.
I don't want anyone to think at stake that we are taking that lightly. We are literally going through the steps right now to make sure that we have something in place so that we can show the citizens of this state that we are ready to deal with the challenge and to mete out what we think to be the most fair, adequate, and just process possible.
The committee does have a lot of work in front of it, and it is actually going to get to work tomorrow morning before the Senate goes into session. Now, that meeting is expected to be largely procedural. If the House were to vote to impeach the governor, he would be suspended until the Senate reached its final decision on the charge.
They better make sure they get this one right, because this is going to be ripe to go to court. And so if they do this and he is found guilty, then they're going to challenge it in court. I feel pretty confident because there was no procedure that the procedure is laid out. It's just vague and a lot of interpretation with it. So I hope they're doing the right thing and the smart thing with this whole thing. But we'll see in the fullness of time, as we say. And I can tell you, in talking to some people, there's a real tone out there, and particularly on the Luther Strange side of the house. Shanna, who is a friend of the show, who's been up in Washington, D.C., is now Luther Strange's press person. So I talked to her last night and see about getting the senator on the show. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
I just drove through downtown. It's really busy. This must be first day of session, is it?
No, last week was first day of session.
Wow. It is packed downtown, and it's rarely that I see that going
on. What happens is this time of the year, the high school kids and the middle school kids come down to take a tour, so you may be dealing with a lot of students.
Corrupting our youth.
Yeah, really, at such a young age.
Yeah. I hate, like Joey said, I hate for the legislators to corrupt our kids like that.
I know.
I guess our governor and his married couple are going to be going to D.C. for the governor's meeting this weekend.
I don't know.
Governor's conference.
Yeah, the National Governors Association?
Yes.
They're having their annual meeting in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Because Donald Trump is going to host it, and they say Melania's really gone to tons of trouble to make it an exquisite event.
Oh.
So I'll be interested to hear how that is reported. As far as the impeachment of the governor, I think it's a waste of time, and it's an excuse not to get anything else done. Because they really can't get much done, and I don't see them doing this. Do you guys?
Well, I don't know. I think it depends on what kind of comes out of this whole thing. The problem I've got in talking to some folks is that I'm not sure they can get their hands around something that they did wrong. And I don't have a lot of confidence in the Ellen Brooks part of this. I've known Ellen for decades and decades and decades. Her late brother and I were fraternity brothers together. But how do they get to the heart of the issue that he did something that was at an impeachable level? That's what my problem is.
I don't think they'll ever get there.
Yeah, I think in a nutshell they might not be able to get there. I don't know. We're going to have Paul Backman on tomorrow. We'll ask him.
Well, it's going to be a tremendous amount of time and energy wasted on that when the state's got a hell of a lot of stuff going on that needs to be fixed.
Well, but they're not, you know, they've got these big kind of big issues that are out there, and the prison thing is big, the budget thing is going to be big, and then I would say the fact that they may do some type of repeal of some type of food tax, and that's actually getting more likely now, I believe, not as broad as I was talking about yesterday, but in talking to some people, I think that has a good possibility of happening.
Well, we've got, our state is antiquated law-wise, and it's, you know, we're still putting people in jail for marijuana when they're doing home delivery in Massachusetts.
Every DA I've ever spoken to, nobody is going to jail just for pot. Now, they may go to jail for pot and something else, but they're not going to jail for pot.
Well, it doesn't need to be illegal anyway. That doesn't rape the American public on the whole pot issue the past 40 years. It's a disgrace. And, you know, the war on drugs is a complete failure. And we still have to put our beer in a paper sack.
That really bugs you, doesn't it?
It's absurd. How much does it cost all the guys that own the grocery stores?
Oh, and by the way, the war on drugs is not a complete failure. The war on drugs is a booming success, and it's expected to continue to be a booming success for several years as long as the parties who make a lot of money off of it continue to make that money.
Eliminating competition.
Oh, yeah, that's the prisons, the legal system and all that, but it's one result of the war on drugs is Alabama being number one in opioid abuse, because these people probably would just smoke pot, but now they're addicted to prescription drugs, which are legal and have been pushed on the people by...
Red Top, that's nonsensical. That is nonsensical. So you're saying if they weren't... you're saying it's easier for them to go out and get heroin than it is to go get pot.
I don't know anything about the hard stuff, but pot has always been a harmless thing.
Okay, but you just you were making a suggestion that if it were legal, then they wouldn't be doing heroin. It's easy to get pot, so why are they doing heroin?
I don't know. I don't know anybody that does it, guys.
Okay, well, I can tell you the reason, and we've had a DEA, the head of the DEA here in Montgomery, talk about this, because they get addicted to things like Vicodin and Oxycontin, and they can't keep getting a prescription, so they then go get heroin. Pot didn't even fall into the equation.
Well, I mean, I think some people choose to do drugs because their life's so miserable. They're like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
How about the judge that the former judge in Louisiana got busted in Montgomery for selling meth?
Oh, yeah.
or from Texas. I'm sorry. Hey, Red Top, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Thank you.
Let me go to East and Joel right after this.
Yes.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Hold on to your butt.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Start your morning out right with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrot Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrot Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrot Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrot Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrotSS.com.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Here's Jan with Jan's Beach House Grill.
Hey, y'all. It's so hard to believe that we're already into 2017 and that the Beach House has been serving up fantastic food and offering great live music for over 4 years now. But the craziest thing is that some of y'all in the Tri-County area still haven't made it in to see us. We've got hundreds and hundreds of loyal local regulars and also hundreds of folks who come from all over the United States to dine with us every time they come through Montgomery. We're a restaurant that specializes in seafood, but we offer so much more than that. We have a meat and three menu every day, 6 days a week, that is second to none. We have live music that caters to a 40 and up crowd that starts early at 6:30 or 7, so you don't have to stay out late to enjoy the best musical acts in town. Our staff treats everyone like family and loves telling me when we have new customers in the restaurant so that I can make a point to go meet them. We'd love for you to be our next new customer, so come see us and find out why our motto is fabulous food and friendly folks.
Jan's Beach House Grill, Eastern Boulevard, just down from Sam's. Check out the new Facebook page and website, jansbeachhousegrill.com. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, we're going to head to the phones here. Go to East. East, welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm well. Look, I was just in a customer's home, and I found out that the Montgomery biscuits have been sold.
Yeah, I saw the story of that, and typical reporting, it wasn't quite clear what the deal was.
Right. Yeah, it'd be good to know the details, but... that's the reason why I thought I'd drop a dime on you and find out if you could get things going in the right direction for us and let us know.
I will definitely get on that. The person who would know the most about it would be Mayor Todd Strange.
Yeah. Well, look, what are the chances of Joey Clark running for lieutenant governor this next election? I think it's time that we have a libertarian in state office.
Can it cannot be a libertarian who's drunk all the time?
Well, I don't know.
Because if I become lieutenant governor, I'm just going to hang out. It's like occasionally, you know, use my gavel.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt anybody with that, man. But, why not?
Seriously, though, what is the role of lieutenant governor? What power does a lieutenant governor possess by the nature of the office?
They can make committee assignments, which is pretty big.
That is big.
Yeah, the state of Alabama is relegated to the appendix, I think. I'm not sure.
And you're next in line to be governor.
Yeah, that's right.
And the way Alabama goes, that'd be a pretty high likelihood.
Yeah,
you know?
So you kind of control the legislature, and you're next in line.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Did we try to build in coups? Did we?
We can make this happen. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. I'm looking forward to hearing about my biscuits, though.
You got it, man. 272-9228. Let's go to Joel. Joel, welcome aboard.
Hey, thank you. I like Lucas Strange. My question is, if the governor is impeached, would the new governor be able to change the voting date that Governor Bentley has set for the Senate race from 18 months? That kind of thing that he set it off so far. And I was wondering if the new governor could go back in there and say, well, we're going to change the date and set it up earlier than that.
I'm going to kind of first blush and say yes, that they could, because, you know, the Constitution says that they can set the date, and then the Constitution also says that it's forthwith, and I'm not sure that, you know, 14, 15 months away is forthwith, and I think they could say, look, why don't we do this? I don't think that he was correct in doing this. Why don't we do it in November of 2016 or 2017?
17, yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking, too. But I think that he's blunt, so I just want to ask you that question.
Yeah, now, whoever, if you do that, then people are going to beat you up for spending money needlessly. But
don't they do it all the time, though?
Well, that's not a good reason to keep doing it, though.
No. It's not, but is it during a regular election cycle, or they're doing it next year, right?
Yeah, if they do it in 2018, it will follow the gubernatorial process. You'll have the primary in June, runoff at the 1st of August, and then the November election.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate you, buddy. Staying within the confines of the state.
Yes.
Hank the Bank Sanders in Selma. The march is on.
Oh, Lordy.
I know this is going to get you upset. Let's listen in to about the Selma march. Too costly.
Surrounding the annual bridge crossing jubilee in Selma, one lawmaker is crying foul at the city's request to be paid for services rendered. WSFA 12 News reporter Hannah Lane has more.
The annual bridge crossing jubilee is next week, but just days before the 25th anniversary of the jubilee, the organization was given a nearly $24,000 bill from the city of Selma. A founder of the event, Senator Hank Sanders, is far from happy, saying that bill was paid for years ago.
We paid that price in 65, not just for Selma, but for the whole country. We will not pay to march.
In a letter sent to organizers, Selma says the cost for the event is more than $35,000, but is asking for less to cover in-kind services to pay for police, fire, and other public services. Sanders, however, claims the city actually makes money from the five-day long event.
This is not about the city losing money. This is about the city trying to kill off an event for political reasons.
Kill off an event for political reasons.
Why would it cost $35,000?
I guess police, traffic.
Yeah, but man, that just seems seems like a lot of money.
It doesn't seem like the right amount here. But what is the political purpose that they would be doing this?
Wait, because this city council has done this to the Battle of Selma reenactment, Civil right. War reenactment. Now they've done it to the march across Edmund Pettus. I mean, what's their agenda? What's their ideology backing
this? Yeah, I want to know what the political endgame is for this domino game. Because here I think is what's going to happen. I think they're going to raise some money nationally. I think the problem is that Hank Sanders doesn't have any deep pockets, and he can't raise it, and he wants to be in charge of the whole thing like he's been for infinitum. Now, they basically kind of took it away from him last year, and they said, look, this is the 50th. You don't need to be doing this. We need pros that are doing it. And so they kind of got the pros from Dover out there to be working on it. And Hank is going to feel a little shut out, let's say. News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll play the second part of the story right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, noon till 1 on Saturdays on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best, and Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available, too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump telling about 24 chief executives of major U.S. companies he plans to bring millions of jobs back to the country. Also touching on the visit to Mexico by top aides, the Homeland Security Secretary and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
I said, that's going to be a tough trip, because we have to be treated fairly by Mexico. That's going to be a tough trip.
Also applauding what he calls progress at the border.
He's over there with General Kelly, who's been unbelievable at the border. You see what's happening at the border. All of a sudden, for the first time, we're getting gang members out. We're getting drug lords out. We're getting really bad dudes out of this country.
Some in Mexico outraged by the president's immigration policy. And the Arkansas Supreme Court striking down an ordinance in Fayetteville banning discrimination based on a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
How about some more springtime in February? Today, a sun and cloud mix, very warm, high in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy at times, patchy fog late tonight, low 58. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, record warmth, high temperature up to about 81. There could be a brief shower in the area somewhere Friday evening, Friday night as a cool front sweeps through. Otherwise, much cooler Saturday, high 67, sunshine, down to 36 Sunday morning, and Sunday's high, mid-60s. Download our new weather app. Be ready for all the weather changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We haven't seen any great numbers at all. As a matter of fact, every year we go back in previous administrations, we've seen where the city has lost money because of the services that we have rendered to the Jubilee. The people of Selma don't pay taxes for the Jubilee.
Selma Mayor Dario Melton says his city is always open for tourists, and in no way is he stopping people from taking part in the historic event.
People need to ask the question, why is it that the Senator is charging for these events now when they used to be free? 365 days of the year, we have tourists that come to our city, and they're not coming for this event planner. They are coming for the history that we have in this city.
Sanders reiterates organizers will fight and will not pay to march. Melton argues he welcomes all tourists and events, but does say Jubilee cannot close down city streets as the organization does not have that power. We are working to get both interviews in their entirety right now on our website.
The city charged the same fee earlier this year to organizers of the Battle of Selma. Eventually, that event had to be canceled. Mayor Melton made the same claim then, saying the city can no longer afford to pay.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah. I think somebody's going to come around and throw some money at this situation. I bet John Lewis is on the phone right now raising some money. Speaking of money bags, let's go to 84. 84, welcome aboard.
That's a good one there, Nano.
Looking out after you, buddy.
Hey, brother, two air conditioning calls yesterday already in February. That's a good sign.
Man.
That is a good sign, brother.
I like that.
Hey, where was Hank the Bank when they canceled the Battle Selma?
Oh, he wasn't. He wasn't
say about the amount of money that it brought into the city.
He did not mention that, and I'm kind of surprised he didn't see the lights of the truck about to run over him when he saw the Selma thing. Because I said on the air, as soon as they did Selma, I said, okay, well, you got the march, and are they going to do the same thing? They said that they were, but but you know, I think they've got deep pockets. I don't think the Confederate reenactment folks do.
Yeah, and that's what surprises me. I mean, it shouldn't be a big deal for them, and that may be what the mayor was counting on. But, you know, when I first heard it, I said the same thing y'all just said. I said, dang gum, $23,000, that's a lot of money. That doesn't sound right. But I called the city of Selma to see what their budget was for 1 year. And it actually comes out, it's not perfect science, but I mean that's pretty much what it costs to run that city for 3 days is what they're charging. Believe it or not, that's how big their budget is. And no. It's actually less. And if you go and think about the overtime that the police officers and fire department has to run doing it on Saturday and Sunday, a 3 day event, I think it's pretty physically responsible what the mayor's doing over there.
But let me question this. You're taking 3 days of the budget and then you're amortizing it out for, you're taking 100 times that amount to come up with the $23,000 or $32,000. Is that kind of how you're doing it? Because the fire station's there anyhow.
Yeah, well, the way I looked at it, and like I said, it's not exact science, but I took what the budget was and I took the weekends off on a 52 weeks times 5 days, what they spent is somewhere a little more than $7,000 to $8,000 a day is what they spend. So if you throw it into the weekend is where I come up with, you know, that's not a bad deal. Now it may be a little bit of cutting your nose off to spite your face because you are getting extra revenue and you get into, you know, very complicated economics when you get into that. How many more people are going to be there? How much more stuff are you going to sell? How much, you know, hotel tax are you going to bring in? So they may be spiting themselves, but it sounds like a huge number, but it's not out of line. That's what it would cost to run that city for 3 days.
But let me kind of go back. If Jubilee is not there for those same 3 days, does the money go down by the $23,000? Because I hear what you're saying is that when you look at your police force, your fire force operating in the city, let's say it's $8,000 a day. But if you're not there and doing Jubilee, it's still $8,000 a day, right?
Well, but yeah, you're correct, except that if you've got an extra 25,000 people in your city, then you've got to double your police force, so you've got an extra police force, extra fire people on call. So instead of being a normal day, you're doubling up, basically.
Well, I can see the police. I don't see the fire, because a fire is a ready situation. You may have an extra fire truck down at the bridge or something like that, but it's not doubling the amount of expense for the fire department for that 1 day. Because that is one of those ready departments. You have to be ready no matter what.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, you're right there. You got me on that one. But I mean, but think about it this way, Dan. What's been going on all over the country lately? Anytime somebody gets up in March and they start burning things and you know,
yeah, but these aren't
riding and busting windows out. So you know, maybe he's thinking we're going to, you know, triple our police force just in case, you know, somebody comes up with a counter protest or has to do something.
But
so,
if security's a concern, couldn't they find a private security firm to be a lot cheaper than, say, hiring the city?
And you think the city should be responsible for that, Joey, or should the people that want to march across the bridge?
No, if there are security concerns, I think the people wanting to set up the event should look into adding more security guards.
Yeah, it's a cost-benefit analysis is what it is.
Yeah, and see, that would be a viable, you know, alternative rather than say, no, the city of Selma is going to provide security. You know, you can provide your own. If you don't provide your own, then we're going to charge you $23,000 and we'll provide it for you.
Yeah, and I think what the end game was, I think this got rid of the Confederate reenactors and is basically going to keep the bridge walk, because you know John Lewis and the NAACP and those people and you know, Southern Poverty Law Center, they're going to go raise that money. They can, that's a pick up the phone type raising money type situation and get it paid for.
Well, there's plenty of people out there, Dan, and you know it as well as I do. There's plenty of people out there that would write that check right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can make
and
that amount of
money. I don't understand
too.
Why this has come up, because that was my same feeling, is they can get rid of one and keep the other.
And make some money on it.
And now they're just publicizing it, trying to make noise for some reason. I don't know why they're making noise about it instead of,
well, I can tell you, why.
Southern
because
Poverty Law Center just writing them a check.
It's because Hank Sanders isn't going to be in charge. Whoever writes the check is going to choose to see who's going to be in charge.
Ah, so possibly somebody has offered and been told no.
Well, or let's just say Hank the Bank, if he got the money, everything would be cool. But Hank the Bank just doesn't have the pockets like he used to, because he's not in charge of a committee any longer.
Your money's in Susie's house.
Now, Dan, you wouldn't possibly think something
nefarious
could happen, like maybe they write Hank the Bank a $40,000 check and he gives the city of Selma $23,000, do you?
Well, Hank the Bank doesn't have the influence he used to. Remember, he used to be the chairman of the Finance Committee in the Senate. That was a very powerful, and then also he was doing education, and he was a powerful dude, very powerful dude. And when you're the minority on a committee, you know what you are? The minority on a committee.
You're the same thing as Clay, Joey, and
yeah, exactly right. We got about the same amount of influence here, you know?
You're the same thing. Okay, whatever.
You have a great day.
It's intriguing.
I'm glad you're already throwing Freon in those babies.
Man, I am too, brother. And with your old dilapidated stuff, I'm sure I'll be listening out for a call from your units that floated over here with Noah.
Folks, 84 laughed at my unit. He laughed at my unit. He laughed at my air conditioning unit. I thought I was going to lose a friend right there. He laughed at it. 84,
no,
I'm looking.
No, you make a friend when you got something that old.
Oh, God, listen to you. The looking forward to seeing you Monday night, 84.
All right, brother. We'll be there with bells on, or beads on, I guess, not bells. It'll
I
be
got,
beads.
I got beads
night,
for
right?
you, baby. I got beads for you. You have
all
a great
right,
one. Let's go. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. I should have sighed for 84.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bill.
I think you're right. I think the city of Selma wanted to get it rid of the reenactment group, but I think the marching group, for the civil rights was probably collateral damage that they did not anticipate or think about. But I would say that if they lose either one of those two groups, next year they may reconsider, because that has got to be a lot of tax dollars.
Well, and also the other thing is, it's the prestige of the city. I mean, when you think of Selma, it's basically one thing you think of, and that is the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And so if you're not going to take that icon and kind of keep it in front of the public, I mean, this thing is so iconic. There was a play called Selma that did nothing but do the bridge.
Exactly. But, you know, the reenactment group.
It's a movie
group,
and a plane. Go ahead.
The reenactment group could go to any field outside the city limits of Selma and do their reenactment.
They could. The problem is they wouldn't be doing it at the actual battle location, which when I was over there, I found out that is the actual battle location.
But, you know, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, if it was me organizing it, I would vote, or I would try to get the group to move somewhere else just to show the city, we don't have to do it here. We were going to do it here, but you have prevented us, so we're going to go elsewhere, and we'll have our own vendors, we'll have our own stuff, and maybe we'll see you again next year.
It's kind of hard to do that with a bridge, so.
Yeah, with a bridge, that ain't possible, unless you got some pretty good swimmers.
Not quite as flexible as a reenactment. Bill, thanks for the telephone call. Cooper, Mark, coming back to you, Dan Morris Show, on the Thursday TGIF Eve. Jimbo, you're the winner of the Pepper Tree Steak and Wine Gift Basket. You need to give me a call.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Do you hear me? I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. I don't give me integration, give me true communication. I don't give me sorrow, I want equal opportunity to live tomorrow.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Steve Bannon and Rice Priebus at CPAC doing the interview. We had a big round of applause when they came in. Let's go to the phones and go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday TGIF Eve.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Doing great.
I've got a little bit different take on this Selma situation.
I would love to hear it.
If I was Hank Sanders, I would be secretly overjoyed that the city has done this.
Okay, explain.
Because, well, you heard what he said. You know, he's pushing all these buttons. We paid for this in 65 and so forth. So let's say he just goes ahead, plans the march, and who's going to stop it?
So you think they're going to walk over the bridge and the Selma police will be there with billy clubs?
Well, no. What's the city going to do? I mean, I think they've backed themselves. If I was Hank Sanders, I would plan my march like nothing ever happened. Pray that the police showed up with billy clubs.
Interesting, boy, they won't show up with billy clubs. But that's an interesting way of looking at it.
Well, just think if the highway patrol had not showed up with billy clubs in 65. You'd never hear of the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I like the way you're thinking. Now, there's a lot more. There's a lot more to it than just walking over the bridge. There are all sorts of, you know, the stuff at churches and vendors and things like that. So,
Just hang on.
Okay. But I agree with you. I think that the way you're thinking is an interesting way. So Hank Sanders gets there with Rose Sanders, and they go arm in arm over the bridge, and it's kind of like in your face.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll see in the film sometime.
In fact, just because I don't know exactly what you call this, the commo, whatever's going on, just because of that, I think you'll have more news media there than you would have had before.
Well, it certainly won't be as much as it was last year, but it would probably, I don't know, it's going to be, well, this is one of those things we're going to need to, we can watch it play out. That's the cool thing about it. We're going to know in the fullness of time.
There you go. Good talking to you, Dan.
Thanks, Cooper. I like the way you think. That's the way, what I like about my audience. Get me thinking in different directions. I always try to do that for you guys, but you do it for me sometimes. Shot clock correct? Nope. Let's go to Mark. Mark, welcome, my boy. Is this Mark Cuban?
No, it is not.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan and Joey. 84 is, I think, is pretty spot on, and especially with, you know, you say the fires are ready service, but you know they're going to have extra firemen there for fire inspection, make sure buildings aren't over occupancy and things like that. And then also you got to include sanitation for cleanup. But also, and especially now with Spencer Collier being the police chief of Selma, and if they do the march, you know, he's going to be real smart with the way terrorist attacks have been going on, that he's going to put sanitation trucks and roadblocks to make sure, you know, that's a, you know, huge target. If somebody wanted to make a statement, they, you know, with just people marching. And then just another point with Joey's talking about private firms, law enforcement is the only one that can actually close down roads for, you know, them to actually walk across the bridge. So, but, you know, your last caller made an excellent point. This the city definitely backed themselves into a corner. They thought probably it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, and, you know, they can fat in their pockets a little bit by doing it. But, you know, if they, I think Hank Sanders probably am going to call their bluff, and there's nothing they're going to do about it.
Unless somebody beats them to the punch with a check to the city, and then the city's going to be talking to those people as the organizer.
Well, that's very true. I guarantee you, like you said, I think if somebody does...
I mean, for example, what's John Lewis going to do? John Lewis sees everything through the prism of Edmund Pettus Bridge. So if they're not doing the march, what is John Lewis going to do?
John Lewis is going to make a phone call, and within 10, 15 minutes, he'll have 50 grand.
Right? Exactly, exactly.
That's well, this is a perfect way for, I think, Obama to stay relevant, to keep himself in the public figure. And to keep himself as a leader of the black community and take over Sharpton.
How about this one? How about this one? What if Donald Trump writes a check for it? touche. Well,
you need to make some phone calls, Dan. If that happens, I mean, that would just be the bane of the mainstream media.
I love this bridge. How about this? What
he does is he calls John Lewis and says, John, I understand I'm needing some money down there. I want to give you the money so you can make sure this thing is done right. Here's the $23,000. That would be worth about $500,000 worth of publicity. That'd be the cheapest $23,000 he'd ever spent.
It's like what Barron says, space galactic chess play.
Great telephone call, my friend. Great telephone call.
Thank you.
You have a good one. Okay, let's try to fit somebody in here before the top of the hour. Robert, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys. I don't see such a great cause for that bridge crossing, because once you cross the bridge, that's over with. That's the one thing the police is responsible for securing, was traffic. Anybody else holding any event that they play at the churches should have their own security.
Okay. Yeah, what happens when you go over the bridge, there are all these vendors and everybody on the other side, and everybody's watching the folks coming over the bridge. Then there's 15,000 people on the other side of the bridge watching everybody. They don't use the Edmund Pettus Bridge like they used to. There's another bridge that you go around Selma to go to go get on that four lane.
Okay, so they use that bridge. So the city only responsible for the traffic during the day of the crossing. Any other thing leading up to that shouldn't be a city responsibility.
Well, but there's all sorts of things that go on. There's the thing that Hillary Clinton did her famous speech at the Baptist Church. That's one of the events. There's a dinner that they do. Then they do the crossing itself. I mean, it's a series of activities that they do.
Also, okay, dignitaries have to be protected when they come down.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I assume that John Lewis has somebody that's assigned to him. But, again, I think all this, $23,000 to this group of diaper wedding folks, I mean, this is nothing for them.
Yeah, it's nothing for them to come up with now.
No, it's nothing.
No, it's nothing. If they can't come up with $22,000 by the next, from anniversary to anniversary, they need to get out of the game of promoting it.
I mean, that's chicken feed for Southern Poverty Law Center. That's nothing for them.
You're right. It's just a big smoke screen to start another like the caller, previous caller said, just start another Edmund Pettus crossing. It's just another way of saying, and they won't let us do the thing we want to do, and they're trying to shut us down.
Yep. There you go, Ben. Hey, I got to go ahead and head to the top of our break. Steve, if you'll hang on for me, I will come back to you right after our top of our break. Dan Moore Show, TGIFE. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.